In 1992, the Academy Award for Best Documentary Short Subject went to a film that followed a young boy with Down syndrome through third grade in a regular classroom in his Blacksburg, Virginia elementary school. The documentary, Educating Peter, showed Peter, his classmates, and his teacher struggling with the challenges posed by his disability. But it ended with both students and teacher testifying to their own growth as a result of Peter's inclusion in their class. Now, there is a new documentary airing tonight on HBO. Graduating Peter takes up the story in middle school, where students on the brink of adolescence are less tolerant. In one scene, Peter has a run-in with his classmates at lunch.
Peter, this is mine. You need to give this to me.
No!
Peter, it's mine.
No!
No, Peter.
Move.
That's enough.
The image of Peter alone in the lunchroom is a fitting symbol of his experience in middle and high school. Eventually, Peter does graduate high school with a certificate of attendance, but the film presents a stark portrait of the complexities of growing up with Down syndrome. Filmmaker Geraldine Wurzburg says for Peter, everything changed in middle school.
Kids at that age really start to want to be with people that are like themselves. I think what was going on for Peter was, I think middle school was when he realized that he was really different from everyone. And I think that realization was a very frustrating thing for him. And because of his problems with his speech, his way of communicating is through his behavior. During that period, they also realized that he was suffering from depression. So kind of the picture got more complicated.
And while the kids were going through their own adolescent, I want to be like everybody else kind of thing, he was going through it at the same time.
Exactly.
With far more problems, probably the most pronounced problem, as you mentioned, that he was never really able to communicate. He really never improved his verbal skills the whole time he was in school.
Yeah, the sad thing, and that comes out in that period, is the mother talks about how when he was born, he had problems with hearing, and they didn't really diagnose that until he was 3, 4, 5 years old. So that means that all that early language that you pick up, he missed.
It was very hard for him. That was very clear.
It was very hard for him. It was a very painful thing to see. It was a very painful thing to see.
In the first film, Educating Peter, the story was told largely through the point of view of the teacher. The teacher spoke about how she was dealing with him in the classroom. In this film, Graduating Peter, you hear largely from the mother. I was wondering, as a filmmaker, why did you shift that emphasis at this point from the teacher's experience to what the mother was going through?
The story really becomes the mother's story, and actually was always the mother's, but it really, as he progressed, she was the one that always had to be advocating for him. She was the one that always had to be advocating for every single part of his life to make sure that when he went from middle school to high school, that he was challenged. She really became very much the story with Peter.
The really difficult problem the mother was moving towards became very clear towards the end of the movie, that for all the work she had put into getting her child into public school, into a regular classroom, her expectations that he would be independent really were not being fulfilled, it seemed.
I think that where he ends up now, I mean, today, Peter is moved out, and he's now living down the street with a couple of college kids. He is working at a job. Hmm. He is gaining that independence, but she really was hitting the walls because she felt as though, regardless of everything she tried, the push for independence looked as though it was going to slip away. In middle school, there was a point where a teacher actually gives her an ultimatum and says, if this behavior continues, he can't be with us. Her greatest fear was that regardless of everything she might do as an advocate, his behavior would kick him out of that included setting.
You know, and I have to say, looking at the film, what happened in his experience, there were moments where I thought, this is impossible for everybody. This is impossible for him. This is impossible for the other kids who have to deal with very extreme behavior, disruption in the classroom, the teacher, a team of people working with him. It's very difficult. And I wondered, as a filmmaker and someone who observed this over a period of 10 years, how you come out on the whole question.
I come out on the side of it definitely being what should be done. If you look at what the alternative is, where Peter was before, Peter was in a contained classroom with a group of kids with a whole range of severe disabilities. There was no support or belief in them as human beings. They were really like cattle. And that was also an hour's drive from home. So he had no context with the real community. If he had not had the experience that he had of being socialized and being with his peers, he would not be where he ended up at the end of the film, which is that he is out in the community. He does have a job. He hardly ever sees his parents now because now he's living on his own. He never would have gotten there.
So in the end, Peter graduating from high school with a certificate of attendance means what?
Peter is part of that community. He had an experience that you and I both had of going to high school, the pros and the cons of it, and is now entering the next phase of life. And for his mother, I think that was a dream that she never thought that she would get to.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Geraldine Wurzburg is producer and director of Graduating Peter, which airs tonight on HBO.
Peter Edward Gwazdowskis.
You can view scenes from the film on our website, npr.org.